From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, has his hands full with health care, and now add to his agenda a fight for his political life. Senator Reid, Democrat of Nevada, is facing a tough re-election battle. And that was the case even before the revelation of a controversial statement that he made. He told the authors of a new book that Barack Obama was able to win the presidency because he is light-skinned and speaks without what Reid called a Negro dialect. NPR's Ted Robbins went to Las Vegas and has this story on the challenges the Senate Majority Leader faces.
The 250 guests at the African Americans for Harry Reid kickoff luncheon are not likely to vote for anyone else this November. But they were still talking about his remarks. At least one speaker, Clark County Commissioner Lawrence Weekly, even pondered how Martin Luther King would have reacted.
What would Dr. King say to Senator Harry Reid right now? I believe, this is just my own thoughts, I believe that Dr. King would say, all is forgiven.
All is well.
All is forgiven. Let's move on, you good and faithful servant.
African Americans make up just 8% of Nevada's population, but Harry Reid is likely to need every vote in November. One recent poll shows him with a statewide approval rating below 35%. Another shows him trailing potential Republican challengers. To see why he's struggling right now, let's go across town to the Egg Works restaurant south of the Las Vegas Strip.
Can I get a wheat and a rye dry, please?
Yep.
This is a locals restaurant. All kinds of people are here, Democrats, Republicans, black, white, Hispanic, young, and old. Some, like Mary Ellis and Gareth Davies, like what Harry Reid is doing in Washington.
He's all about the reform of the health care, you know, and he'll get our vote because of that more than anything, because we don't have health care. And at the current time, we have two children who don't have health care.
Others at the Egg Works are not Reid fans. Allie Sturgis and Heather Hall were actually talking about Harry Reid before I walked up. Hall is a Republican. She thinks since Reid became Senate Majority Leader, he's been more of a partisan Washington Democrat than an advocate for his home state. And Hall says Nevada needs an advocate.
We're number one in foreclosures. We have, the second highest unemployment rate in the country. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Nevada that really, a lot of people are affected in a very negative way. And I don't see his role there trying to help us.
Allie Sturgis is a Democrat who thinks Harry Reid's become arrogant. She's looking for someone else to support.
I'm hoping that there's somebody out there that can do a better job. I'm hoping that somebody will rise to the occasion and do what's right for Nevada instead of themselves.
That's the perception Harry Reid is facing. Las Vegas columnist and political commentator John Ralston calls it Reid fatigue.
He's been in office here for 40 years. He's not a guy who can go out and energize people because of his personality. He'd rather be in a back room somewhere. He's not a traditional politician. And you just have the unpopularity of the Democratic agenda right now, and that explains a lot.
11 Republicans are running for their party's nomination. They will bloody one another by the June primary. Then whoever emerges will face Reid, who's reportedly raising $25 million for the general campaign. And Nevada Democrats have one of the best political organizations in the country. So no one is counting Harry Reid out. But he'll have to run a mistake-free campaign from now on in order to win a fifth term in the Senate. Ted Robbins, NPR News.